Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello and welcome to Core Finance, and my guest today is Richard Hunter, who is Head of Research at Wilson King. Well, welcome to the program, as always. What's been going on in the markets? Tell me more.
Well, it's interesting because over the last couple of years there's been so many reasons not to invest, whether that be geopolitical tensions or are we getting a bit toppy. There's a lot of even professional investors who've missed out on a pretty strong run in terms of last year, for example, FTSE 100 was up 14% or so, and that's just capital return without even adding on another 3.5-4% for dividend income, for example. So it's actually been quite dangerous to be out of the market, and even where we are today, there are still any number of reasons not to invest. Is the American market getting too rich? What's going to happen with North Korea, etc., etc.?
And I guess we were all sucked in by that earnings recession for a lot of stocks in 2016, and now the earnings have picked up again, and everyone was sort of out of the market and didn't feel they could get back in.
It's tricky. You're absolutely right, and that's why this particular quarterly reporting season, which we're just coming into, we've got the US banks later in the week, and obviously in terms of the UK, we'll get up to speed over the next couple of weeks as well. It's actually rather vital that the US companies keep their part of the bargain, because although the market isn't really overvalued, it's starting to look a little bit rich. We could probably do with some sort of correction just to take some air out of the tyres. But in the meantime, in order to justify these new highs that the Dow, the S&P, the Nasdaq keeps touching, companies really have to come through. Now, we've seen the usual game being played at the moment of earnings revisions for Q3 being lowered on the street. So one would hope on that basis alone they're going to be beating expectations. But if all geopolitical concerns aside, I think the real focus for the next few weeks is absolutely going to be on whether these companies can continue to deliver on earnings.
And that's really the key always with the stock market. The geopolitics has been a great reason not to be in the market. And yet, how many times has geopolitics actually meant anything for the markets?
Ultimately, you're absolutely right, of course. I mean, even in terms of the North Korean situation, people are saying, why isn't the market pricing that, you know, pricing it in? What are they supposed to price in? Is it going to be a skirmish, an all out and out nuclear conflagration? Until we move past the stage of rhetoric, which is where we're pretty stuck at the moment, it's very difficult to price that in. And of course, in the meantime, in the background, the market continues to rise. So it really does lead you to think that in terms of the FTSE 100, for example, that's almost become binary inversely to whatever sterling's doing. So I think in an ironic way, some kind of hedge, if you are slightly nervous about markets at these levels, might just be reverting to the bottom-up approach. There's a number of world-class companies in the FTSE 100 who are, yes, they're benefiting at the moment from the weakness of sterling, but ultimately they've got geographical diversification, they've got business diversification, and if they're producing a lot of cash, the chances are that they're reasonable dividend payers as well. So without just tracking the FTSE 100, there's a lot of gems within the FTSE 100 for the longer term.
And that broad global diversification, what is it, 70% of the earnings of FTSE 100 companies comes from outside the UK. So pound goes down, they're going to do well.
I totally agree. And of course, the other thing is, all concerns aside, as we've already said, there's always reasons not to invest. If you think about where we are at the moment, it's pretty much a sweet spot. We've got a fairly synchronised global economic recovery going on. We've still got easy monetary policy. In a lot of places, we've got historically low interest rates, so you're getting nothing on cash or even bonds in terms of their yield. Where else are you going to invest?
And we have the evidence that the Federal Reserve was able to put up interest rates now by 100 basis points since they started without taking the punch bowl away, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. I think over the medium term, what's going to be equally interesting is how they wind down the balance sheet. And whether that kind of restricts the market and we get liquidity issues there. But even so, you know, at this precise moment in time, with volatility indices also being pretty low, it really is a question, for an entry point, maybe buying on the dips. For example, you might get a couple of US banks which disappoint, either on the fixed side or on the sort of universal banking side. But again, there's some quality there. And even in terms of the UK banks, you know, okay, Lloyds is a bit of a proxy on the UK economy, but in terms of its revitalisation, that's been fairly successful. RBS, arguably a bit more of a basket case with rather further to go. But again, you know, you've got Standard Chartered with its Asian exposure, HSBC being a perfect example of the global exposure. So there are things to go for.
And the IMF only yesterday, Blanchard saying how much better the economy globally is doing. So.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, clearly, if we're not already, we're going to tire of having to talk about Brexit. But again, there's another example of something that's very difficult to price in the absence of any details around the negotiations that are or aren't happening at the moment. And in any event, should it be fairly negative for the UK economy, that's not necessarily going to impact so much on the FTSE 100, maybe more, you know, perhaps more domestically, the FTSE 250, for example.
No, very true. So I think the mantra here is buy the dip.
Absolutely, Richard, yeah, and look for the longer term.
Thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.